questions for Pat and Steven.
So where did you learn that move upon in that day, man?
He didn't. He hasn't seen your highlights from OHL.
I don't know. Just Pointer kind of drove in the net. He came in that area, used my hands in tight, and I guess I put it in.
Stammer, how important was that first goal for you, the team, and also carry some of that momentum over from the end of game three?
Yeah, I mean, the first goal has been important, I guess, in this series so far. So other than that, it you know, we had a great start. So that was one of our keys, was to come out and just play the right way. And, you know, we got rewarded for that. So great team effort there to start and just carry through.
Just one power play goal tonight. You guys, I think the strength dominated this team. What was kind of clicking, you feel? Was it more of a carryover from that game, last game? Or?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, we talked about finding some success there in the third period and wanting to replicate that. So it was certainly a conversation that we've had with this group since that third period the other night, and watched some video, and you know, guys took it to heart, and we came out and we started the right way. You know, again, another game with a lot of penalties, so maybe not a true indication of the 5-on-5, but to start the game, you know, I like the way our group responded.
Abel gets two assists tonight, and it's his first postseason run. Just what's kind of stood out about his play over these first four games to either of you?
Take that one.
Yeah, I mean, he's been playing well. He's been using his body. He's been using his speed. So that shows how effective he is when he's driving pucks wide. He's in on the forecheck. He has a good stick. You know, taking pucks to the net, making good plays behind the net. And, you know, on the PK there, he eats a puck there and blocks a huge shot. And, you know, he's been a heck of a player for us these last four games. So he's been fun to watch in this postseason. So, yeah, it's been fun. Just he's got to keep using his speed and, you know, using his intensity. And that line's been playing well for us.
Steven, this series been kind of hard to figure out a little bit. No momentum between each game, it seems like, and only being one close game. You know, you're two really good teams, but kind of hard to...
I mean, that's the great thing about the playoffs. You never know what you're going to get every night. So, you know, someone's got to... We got to find a way to buck that trend here going into Toronto. So I think, if anything, we've learned from... You know, the mistakes that we've made early in this series, especially after game two, winning that, and then not having the best start in game three. So, you know, we're a veteran group. We'll lean on your experience here, and we know how critical game five is in this tight series.
Steven, your two wins in the series, you've had a nice lead, and I know it gets kind of, you know, for those of us watching, it gets kind of crazy in the third period. How difficult is it to keep everything clean, disciplined, and close out the game the way you want to?
Yeah, I mean, one team's going to have a tendency to sit back. The other team's going to have a tendency to push. That's what happens in those situations. We saw it the other night with Toronto holding on to a 3-0 lead. We push, they hang on. I mean, obviously a little more of a lead tonight, but, you know, those are the situations where sometimes you turn the page. In the playoffs, it's about winning, and we don't care how we get it done. Certainly there's things that we want to improve on, but you know, we got out to that lead because we deserved it. We knew they were going to come. They get a questionable, maybe. We knew we were probably going to get the first penalty of the third period with the way the penalties went, so not unexpected. They capitalized, but you know, we got out to that lead and played the right way and deserved to win that game.
Another great response after a loss. This is now 17 straight for you guys over a three-year period. What is it that just gives you that extra confidence coming off that defeat?
Well, I mean, usually that's a good recipe come playoff time, is to not lose, you know, two in a row. So, like I said, this group has proven it knows what it takes at this time of the year, and we know how to respond. So, you know, now that we've done that twice now in this series, let's go out and grab the series lead. That's got to be the mentality. So we just need to harness that energy that we come out with after a loss. Let's do it again next game.
Had different guys come out in the playoffs. What have you thought about what Colt has done so far in the playoffs?
Yeah, he's been playing good. You know, I mean, I look at Ross as a gamer. You know, shows up in big times and big moments. So he's, you know, Ross is a heck of a player. He had a heck of a season this year, and he's really played down the stretch here. I would say the last 20 games here and in the postseason here, he's been playing very, very well for us and scoring some big time goals for us. He's playing heavy. He's on the forecheck, and he's doing the little things, and he's getting in those areas, the hard areas, to that's why he's getting opportunities right now. He's moving his feet, so it's good to see. We need everyone in the postseason. You need all four lines. You need guys going at key moments. Can't just rely on your all-stars all the time. And, you know, Ross has done a good job of kind of bringing everyone together.
Coming down, Matt, just how much of this was just a work ethic? Just meant to work. You know, it started with the first shift where the hit behind the boards that kind of freed up the puck. And, like, the whole team just a work ethic type of performance.
Yeah, for sure. I think Stammer touched on it. It's just, you know, we play like that. We just got to find a way to, you know, do it the next game. We know we can do it. We know what works. We know, you know, what's successful for a team and, you know, playing the right way. And unfortunately, playing hard and playing the right way, you know, works. So it's just makes life easier when you're moving your feet and you're on the forecheck, you're backchecking, you're breaking up plays. It just makes life easier for a lot of people and everyone on the ice. So we just got to continue that and continue that going into game 5 here.